Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments. It's our second episode, and here we're going to continue our discussion about prayer. And we're going to talk about praying for the impossible. We've all heard those Bible verses that nothing is impossible to him who believes, that all things are possible with God, and what is impossible with man is possible with God. You see, God has heavenly resources that we can lay hold of through prayer. Things that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the mind of man, these God has revealed to those who love him. And he reveals them through his Spirit. So deep down in our spirit, we know that God is the God of the impossible. God's the God who created the heavens and the earth. And nothing is too difficult for God. God has his outstretched arm of power all over your life, so that nothing is impossible that's in the will of God. Of course, if you ask God to make you the world's best bank robber, then he's not going to answer that prayer, because it's outside of his will, because it's a crime, it's a sin to be a bank robber, and so God's not going to help you be a really good bank robber. But if it's in the will of God, if you're asking God for an evangelism gift, or if you're asking him to make you a preacher, or to serve in the ministry, or to do some good deed that honors God, helping the orphans and the widow in their day of distress, God will help you. And that which is impossible with man will become possible with God. So, in today's discussion, we want to march through this a little bit. We want to get to understand a little bit more about how God can help you to do impossible things. Because you will face them. You'll be like the disciples, like Peter trying to walk on water, and he walks out there, he does the impossible for a bit, and then he has doubt in the wind and the waves, and down he goes. So we often try to do the impossible, then we get stuck in the middle, and then we get afraid, and we go down, and God has to rescue us. And we have to do this a few times. We have to practice trying the impossible until it becomes part of our nature. I'm a missionary, and I work in very dangerous parts of the world, and I often have very difficult assignments from God that are humanly impossible. But with God, all things become possible, and somehow or other, those things work out. We get the computers through customs to set up the internet cafe in a place where there's no communication. Or we manage to find funds that just didn't exist to do this, or we do it with very little funds. Just done a project called Pastor Box, where we've got this electronic device we've designed and we're moving it into manufacturing to help share the gospel in the most remote parts of the jungles of the world. That's been a very difficult journey in designing the Pastor Box and putting it together and getting it out there. But even though it was impossible with man and certainly very difficult for our tiny organization to do, we got it done through prayer. We got the impossible done because God turned up at the right moments with the right solution, and we believed and we received. And that's one of the secrets to doing the impossible. You have to believe that you're on task with God, and that if you believe, you will receive. Let me repeat that. First of all, you have to believe that you're on task with God, that what you're doing is something that's going to give joy to the heart of God, that God's in it, that this isn't some crazy scheme that you've cooked up, but this is for his people, for his church, or for the lost, or for the lonely, or the broken, that you're doing something that God's excited about, and that if you believe, if you walk in that faith, that you will eventually receive. And so God will work when you work with God, when you say, where are you, God? What are you doing right now? How can I get on board with your agenda? So first of all, you have to believe that you're doing God's will, that you're doing the thing that God has called you to do, and you have joy in your heart and peace in your heart that this is God. And then you have to believe, and then you will receive, and as you put things into action, then you will see the impossible become possible. Because God's in it. When Nehemiah built the wall of Jerusalem in 55 days, despite tremendous opposition from the surrounding nations, everyone said, this is God. This just wasn't Nehemiah's organization. It wasn't his good management. This was God. And all through it, even though it looked very ordinary, people there putting one stone on top of the other stone and standing there with spears and swords in their hands and guarding the wall as they built it. It looked like an ordinary construction project, but it was done so quickly. It was done so well that everyone said, look, God's with Nehemiah. He's helping Nehemiah to do the impossible. This is being built. This is being built despite all the odds, despite all the people saying it can't be done, despite them saying that, oh, they're too weak and this wall is so pathetic that if a fox jumps on it, it'll fall over. All this opposition, Nehemiah got through with courage and faith. He believed and he received. Even when everyone else was knocking their knees about the project and worrying about it being completed, Nehemiah said, we're getting this done. You go here, you go there. And he pushed everyone around, and finally the walls of Jerusalem were built. And it's a lot like that when you set out to do the impossible. Whether it's building a wall or walking on water or building a temple or going out to preach the gospel to the nations, there's always this opposition. There's always this grinding down. It's this moment when you think, this is never going to work. It's never going to work. We're just going to run out of funds. We're going to run out of people. There's too many people against us. But you just got to keep on believing through the tough bits. Let me say that again. You've got to keep on believing through the tough bits, and you've got to keep on praying. Staying in the spirit of prayer at all times, day and night, is essential to doing the impossible. And you will hit the wall sometime, and you think, God, why aren't you answering my prayer? Why is it so difficult to do this project? Why am I tearing my hair out? And where is that funding? And why did this person suddenly get sick or goof off from the job in the middle of it? And you have to trust the whole business to the Lord. And this is also in the areas of your life. You have to trust your children to the Lord. You think it's impossible that they're going to come back to God. You think it's impossible that they're going to graduate from college. You think it's impossible that they will get some sense into their head and get their life straightened out. But all things are possible with God. And God's turned around a lot of people over the years. He's seen millions and millions of people change their lives, and your children can change their lives too. You just have to be persistent in prayer and do the very things that God tells you to do, and stay tuned in to your Heavenly Father, who will give you hints on what to do. He'll say, ring this person or ring that person, and why don't you ask for funds from this person? And gradually God gives you ideas, and as you put those ideas into action, you start moving forward step by step through your impossible situation, through your impossible project. And if your finances and it just doesn't make ends meet at the end of the month, you say, okay, God, what can I do here? Can you take out a special consolidation loan to get rid of those credit cards? Can you do this? Can you do that? Instead of panicking, you say, Lord, you've got a solution here. I can't see the solution. I don't know how that money's going to come in. I don't know how I can get a second job. I'm too old for anyone to employ me anymore, or things like that. Let's not speak unbelief. Let's believe that God has that job for you, that you're not too old, that you can make the funds you need to get the budget balanced, and that God will give you ways of bringing in the funds to get your family back on the road, to pay off the medical bills, to put the kids through college. God has ways. God will make a way where there is no way. God has plans for your life that are good. God really does want to work all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And if you go to Hebrews 11, you see person after person that's done the impossible for God. Whether it was Moses bringing the Israelites out of Egypt, or David slaying Goliath, or Joshua taking down the walls of Jericho, it's always by faith that people do the impossible for God. So doing the impossible for God is all through the Bible. People right from the beginning of time, right from Abraham, right through to the apostles, they're all faced with these insurmountable challenges, and things that man says are impossible become possible with God. And you need to realize that God's in the ordinary business of doing the impossible. What is absolutely overwhelming for us is nothing for God. His arm is not so short that it cannot save. No matter how deep your situation, God can get in there, he can grab hold of you, and he can make the impossible possible because that's his normal business. I mean, creating an entire universe out of nothing, that's pretty much impossible, but God made it possible and he brought into existence the heavens and the earth and the sun and the moon and all the animals and plants. So if God can create the heavens and the earth, then he can fix your problem. And you need to bring your problem to God, and you need to listen to him. And sometimes God will just say to you, don't worry about it. I've got this. I'm going to solve this problem for you. Just wait there and I'll have all this fixed up in due time. Now, this waiting bit, that's really hard. I'm very impatient. I'm a person who likes doing projects, and I like to hustle, and I like to make things happen very quickly. But at times, you just have to wait on God. You have to sit there and say, okay, what's your timing for this? There's one project I've been working on now for 13 years, and it never, ever seems to be God's time, but it seems very, very close at the moment. And it's a project about providing education for people in Africa and India for free over the internet. And this grassroots education project just never, ever seems to be the right time and have the right people. But now we've got a challenge from Uganda, and we're going to try to provide some stuff for people in Uganda, a free AA degree in theology to get them started on training. And so the time has come. It's time to act. It's time to move. And so it's a 13-year wait before I can do something that's been on my brain for a very, very long time. So you have to wait for God's timing, for your project, for the change that you want. Now, some of those changes may be very urgent. You might be ill, or your financial situation might be catastrophic, and you have a right to ask God to turn up there. But even in those situations, you still need to wait on the timing of the Lord. And you can say, Lord, hasten, Lord, turn up. A lot of people in the Psalms did that. So you can ask God to speed things up. That's fair enough. But in the midst of it, you must have faith. You must believe that God's on your side, that he knows your circumstances, that he's going to take you through the storm, and at some point he will say, peace, be still, and all the problems and all the struggles will be over. So God's the God of the impossible, and he's the God of the everyday, and he's the God of your life and your heart and your love. Now, one of the things that may be slowing things down is if you've got bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart. God doesn't answer prayers of angry people, people who are full of bitterness, rage, unforgiveness, and have sin in their hearts. When you unblock that, when you confess the junk in your heart to God, you'll often see new answers to prayer. You'll often see the impossible suddenly becoming possible. So have a clean heart before the Lord. Get rid of all that unforgiveness, anger, resentment, lust. Get rid of pornography. Get rid of idols. Get rid of occult junk in your life. Just keep cleansing stuff out. Keep cleansing, 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 confessing it all to God. And then once you've cleaned out everything, say, God, it's time the impossible became possible. I'm believing. I'm believing you for an answer. I'm believing you for victory, because God's the God of victory. God's the God of getting things done. He's not a God who is just some sort of man on a cloud with a harp. God is just not someone who is abstract and fluffy and up in the air. He's someone who wants to solve your situation. He wants to solve it today. So I'll commend you to the Lord. I commend you to the Lord now to see the difficult things in your life really fixed, really fixed, really dealt with by God. Come before him intensely with power and prayer, and God will fix your situation. God is the God of the impossible. Remember that today. Trust him. Keep on moving. I've been in ministry a long time. I've seen God do a lot of impossible things. Be encouraged today. This is John Edmiston, signing off now.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.